Okay, so we're discussing the issue of Baal Tzolin, paying your employees' wages on time. And we said there's a negative issue and a positive mitzvah to pay. There's a love and a positive mitzvah. Now, what was very important, the love, you can always get around if there's consent of the other party. If he consents that you pay late, then you are released from the love. But the mitzvah, he can't release you from the mitzvah, meaning that if he releases you, you've lost your mitzvah. You haven't been, had the zuchus to do the mitzvah.
Two questions.
You can start yet.
The money, yes. So that the Chovitz Chaim explains is that the mitzvah is when you're obligated to pay, But if you do early, you weren't yet obligated to pay. The mitzvah is, you owe wages, now go and pay.
What's good for the person that doesn't come into it? What is good for the person that doesn't come into it?
No, what's good for Kodesh Baruch Hu comes into it. What good is...
What is bad for the person?
So I told you in Eitzah, if you want to do a tova for somebody, hold back a shovel pruta of the wages, pay everything up, and except for a shovel pruta, which is about 20 agarot, and so that keep that.
Personally, I wouldn't want to get a check, but if I was to get 500, check in, I wouldn't want to get a check for 499 and a check. I would get a check for 500. It's totally, extremely inconvenient.
What if I.
Not only that, if you talk about. It's got to be something you can use. Cash is not always easy.
Okay,
to use.
So well, for you, I'll tell everyone to pay you 400 shekels. Hold back 100 shekels.
Cash, cash is not necessarily better than a check because you need the money in the bank. These things go through the bank. You pay all the lots of your bills through the bank. He gives you a check in your hand and cash in your hand, you still can't pay your bill. So the next day or some other time, you borrow from the bank. Pardon? No, you can't. Cash is money. You've got to be much more careful. You can't do it. There's lots of things you can't. You've got to
this mitzvah is not a mitzvah ben otom lechaber.
Not a mitzvah ben
otom. No, it's a ben otom lemokom. It's a ben otom lemokom.
And the employees have to give you a mitzvah to his employer.
What the mitzvah is like laying, like laying to fill in, like laying to.
Why do we think it's
not it's not a, there is an element of Ben Odom there, but there's also a Ben Odom as well. This is a specifically Ben Odom. Like, for example, you buy something. Yes, that's what you're going to start with. You buy an object, you owe money for it. Yeah, you buy a table, you owe money. These Isurim do not apply to that. But no one will say that not paying up on time is correct. Ben Odom Lechaber, you have over on Ben Odom Lechaber not paying up your time for the chair and the table which you bought. But in respect to these Isurim, paying wages for work supplies doesn't apply. Obviously, when you buy a table or chair or objects or a house and everything like that, that is not a services provided. That's buying and selling. Buying and selling, none of these Isurim or Aseis apply. These were specifically instituted as a mitzvah, like shaking luluf, like putting on tefillin, of when you owe wages for services supplied, then you have to do it and pay on time.
What if I tell the employee, here's a payroll advance, and it's a loan until you finish your work, and then the loan is a muffle, or it becomes yours? Would that be the kind of business to say?
You're still not giving the money.
Would that work? Why?
Because I don't think it would work. As over here, like you said, over here, is that when the due date comes, you're not giving him anything.
Well, let's say I loan you money for $1,000. Just stop.
Yes.
And then I ask you to do a job. I ask you to be Kohen Rabboni for me. And in exchange, I will be mochel the debt. So that wouldn't work.
You have to give the money before you finish the job.
That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't work that the mechila of the debt is considered the payment.
differently. If you make mochel before the job, for
sure. No, I'm mochel when I owe you the money.
No, because there's a halacha that says wages has to be paid with cash. And
that's the raisa.
That's the raisa halacha. Wages have to be paid with cash, not something called shover kesef, like we discussed last week. And the loan is something just called shover kesef.
But so did we say a wire transfer would work though?
What?
Did we say a wire transfer would work?
That's money. You bring money into his bank account.
That would work.
Yes.
So why is it more
getting hold? Why? Because he can get hold of the money that day when you make the wire transfer.
Right. So if he's more.
If you can't get hold of the money, you haven't been yotzer.
So if he's mochel alone, he can get a hold of the money that day.
No.
If he's mochel alone on that day, then he can get a hold of the money that day.
What money? What money?
He gave him a loan.
What money can he get hold of?
Money is gone.
The money that he gave him a month ago.
No, that money is his. As soon as I gave it to him as a loan, it's even his. He just owes me money. I go to the cash register.
First of all, you have to get to the bank before it closes if you can't pick up. And secondly, in most cases,
why before it closes? You've got machines work.
It doesn't show up until the next day, so you can't get it till the next day.
So you have to get the wire transfer the day before.
You just said you want
the day before. You don't want the cash.
No. No, it's not true. Makes a wire transfer the day beforehand, then enables him to get hold of cash on the day. That's good enough.
Oh, so if it goes wrong, then he doesn't get hold of the cash on the day, so he's still not having that money. He's done it there.
Now, like we said, paying for wages and services, that is what is where these Isurim apply. What happens is somebody supplies you a service without being contracted. He offers you a service, gives you a service. Do these mitzvahs still apply in those situations? For the classic example of the Gemara's case, is somebody goes into your field, he plants a tree there, he makes it nice, now you owe money for it. Do you owe money now, like you contracted a worker, and you have to pay on the day or not?
I owe money for the tree, not for the service.
Service?
I owe money for the shevach in the field, not for the service.
Yes.
He was hired?
He wasn't hired. Even if you don't hire him, but he provides you with a service.
I don't owe for the service, though. I only
the
owe
service
for the
of planting a tree. Not only the tree, the planting of the tree. You ought to call the service, which comes into the chiyuv as well. Are you obligated to pay that chiyuv as soon as it's planted? Hey,
that planting didn't add any money to my field.
You can, but then you won't.
That planting didn't add any money.
We discussed this. You weren't here for those shows.
If that planting didn't add any money to my field, I would owe him nothing.
It did.
But it was the tree that added.
No, even the service. Absolutely wrong.
Why?
You're not just charging him for the cost of the sapling, which you planted. You have to pay for the work as well, which entails implanting the sapling as well.
I thought it's the lesser of the hotzos or the shemach.
No, the hotzos goes into it. The shemach means the value of the property has gone up.
Right.
From 1,000 to 2,000.
Right.
Yes,
so
but the hutzars is the cost of the labor and the tree, which was $50.
So the labor I have to pay also?
Yes.
Even though I didn't ask for it?
Yes.
Why?
Because he provided you a benefit, including the labor. Because if you would ask somebody to do that yourself, you'd have to pay for the labor as well. You could just get the tree. We asked Sammy to fix your pipes. You don't get just have to pay for Sammy's pipe. You have to pay for Sammy's service as well.
Yeah, but if Sammy comes in and fixes my pipe. Wait a minute. If Sammy comes in and fixes my pipe.
I fix him, send him a bill for whatever it is.
Yeah, you know,
if Sammy
he's
comes
supposed
in,
to pay for the labor as well.
If Sammy comes in and fixes my pipes and doesn't use his materials, I don't have to give him a dime.
You do. You have to pay for the labor as well.
Why?
Of course.
As what?
As the chiyuv of yored l'sota shachaber, and you have to pay for what you benefit.
So this is like
only if he puts something in there.
No, even if he gave you a benefit which you
if he rakes my grass, I have to pay him for it.
Yes. If you it's something which improves and it's something you enjoy.
You didn't put anything in there.
Doesn't matter.
So if we publicize this halacha, won't we have like Koda on Dvar where all the gardeners rush to open houses and just start mowing?
No, we're not talking about this topic tonight.
Okay,
sorry. Yes, it's something you want. You're happy with it. Not something you don't want to. Well, you don't have to pay. Just take it away. So it so says like this. Lo tikna le socher shi yishoba v'yitzo b'tayna parati elekushu socher. If there's an argument between the employer and the employee of have you been paid or haven't you been paid? The employer says, I haven't yet been paid my wages. The employer says, I've already paid you. The halakha is, normally, is the employee, the worker, makes us sure that he hasn't been paid and he gets paid. That's the halakha. He says, I haven't yet been paid, I make us sure, he says, and now you have to pay. That's the halakha. Says the Kassos, that's only true when you got a hired contractor. Avul Kishena Sochi, but you didn't hire him. Avul Gavda Sochi L'Shalim Lo, even although you may have to pay him Mashanena, where he provided you service without being contracted. Eino Ela Kamo Shacho, but it's only considered like a debt. The Nem and Balabais and Prati, there the halacha is, the Balabais is Nem to say, I already paid you for the service you provided, because to me and you are not a relationship of worker, employer, employee, it's not that type of relationship. I didn't ask you to do it, you came yourself, yes, I owed you money, but I paid you, and you haven't got a halacha of an employee. Therefore, I'm believed in such a case, I paid you like every debt. Owe you money? The one who says, I've already paid, is believed.
That doesn't address whether he has to pay the yomor.
No, but what do we see from here? That he's not considered an employee. If he provides the service without being contracted, he's not considered an employee-employer relationship.
Lav dafka, because this is takana derabanan, they're only misaking it by a sakhir, because you have no...
So you see, you're not considered the sakhir.
They got me this halacha.
No, you're not considered
the sakhir. Because if they said that we're not going to be misaking that someone provides a service he wasn't asked, that he can be nishpavanito when midaraisa, that's not the halacha.
No, but you're not... If you consider the sakhir, that the reason why you have to pay him is because... By even without being asked, you are considered an employer, then the halakha is you always make a sure and take because you're more neman in such a case. The employee is always more neman in the cases.
No, because midoraisa.
Not midoraisa. I'm telling you, are you employed? We see from you, you're not employed.
We're going to be this halakha.
No, not going to be this halakha. We see that you are different. You're not employed.
Why?
And he says more than that. You'll see it's like hashacho. The fact that you owe him money, it's just
right.
Like a
debt. Right, the time of Yito, the time
no,
of...
No, it doesn't say, Kano, that
no,
Cain.
Well, he's speaking in the halakha of Yisho
no.
V'Yito.
Even to Sharko, isn't he obligated to pay that debt?
He has to pay, but he's got, it's not Din, employee-employee. It's just because I owe him money.
But it's due today.
If so, the halakha, as we said, of mitzvah deraisa, of paying your wages on time, is only in respect to a wage of employee-employee. This is not a wage, it's a debt. A debt is none of these halakhas of mitzvah deraisa, of paying on time. So we see from here, a wage is considered when I ask you to do a service, please do this job, for amounts of money, and then you do it, I owe you as a wage, and then I've got these midaraisa halachas of paying on time. But if I didn't ask you, you did it, and I want it, I have to pay for it, because I get benefits, it's considered like I owe you money, like a debt. A debt doesn't have these halachas of midaraisa of paying on time, because of these. Now, let's make it practical. When I stop a taxi, I'm telling, take me to the Met House. Is that relationship between me and the taxi an employer-employer, or is he offering a service without me contracting him?
Employer.
So of course we're in a taxi, I have these halakhas. As soon as I get out of the taxi, I have a mitzvah deraisa to pay him now the money, 25 shekels, which I have.
By the end of the day.
No, by tax is worse. The Minhag HaMedina is paying immediately.
Yeah, that's the Minhag HaMedina. But the Midaraisa halacha is, I look in my pocket, onus, I forgot my wallet at home. So the taxi guy said, okay, but you've got still a Midaraisa here to go home get hold of the money and pay him before the end of the day. Because of the mitzvahs.
Even though the Minhag HaMedina due date is passed?
No, it's not the due date passed.
Well, the due date passed. It passes like 5 minutes after.
No, that's not due date.
I mean, even if he's mocha, I'll come back tomorrow. You still
have
to pay.
He's not a mocha. He's saying, I accept your excuse that you haven't got money, I'm not mocha.
You say the inverse of the Mi'iri. The Mi'iri says it doesn't even start until
the whole of the day. If it's true, this part of the day, the whole of the day is considered the time.
The whole of the day.
Yes. Okay, now let's go to the bus. We're not going to discuss your first question. I'm ready to tell them, we're not repeating it. We're not repeating your first question.
No, it's a different question.
He can, and therefore you haven't got a. We discussed it last week. We haven't got a issa deraisa then in such a case, because you've been let off, but you haven't mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of paying. So that we haven't the time of mitzvah, correct? You have no time of mitzvah.
Is the worker allowed to turn around to somebody that doesn't want to do
the mitzvah? He can say, I've got no tzaviyah against you, because part of the mitzvah is to make a tzaviyah. I claim. Say, I have no claims against you. So therefore, part of the mitzvah says, there's a mitzvah when you owe money and he makes a claim. Now he's saying, I'm not making a claim. Okay, you haven't got a mitzvah. You've lost the mitzvah, chabal. You lost out on the mitzvah. Now let's go to the bus. Take your bus. Go on the bus. There, you have an employer relationship or not?
No.
What's the relationship between you and the bus?
Nothing. It's between Eggert and the employer, and you and Eggert.
He's paid by the company.
So what are you saying?
You're employing Eggert. You're employing Eggert.
Am I employing anybody? Am I contracting anybody when
with
I go Eggert on the bus?
Yeah, Eggert.
You're contracting Eggert.
Or is Eggert giving me a service, which I have to pay for?
But I'm walking on to that.
Eggert is giving you a service, but Eggert is not a person.
What's the difference between the bus and the
company?
It's a company. So there's no specific person that's providing me there's nobody who you can call a sakhir.
Maybe it's like buying something in the store.
Eggert is providing you a service. You're not contracting. Eggert's saying, I am going from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. Whether you turn up or you don't turn up. Anybody who wants can come on and benefit from the service that we are providing. That's what Eggert is doing.
Right.
So therefore, they are no different from the guy who goes down into the field and say, I am planting your tree. You can either take it or you can leave it. If you want it, then pay for it. If you don't want it, don't pay for it. So Eggert are doing the same. We are providing you transport service from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. You can either get on it and use it, or you can't get on it, don't use it. We're giving the service to the public.
The difference because, I'm getting on and using it. Yeah. In the field, I'm just standing there.
I'm not contracting. They are just providing
you. But here I'm asking you to let me on.
I'm not asking you.
Yeah,
I am. No, I can say, stop. No, we're going to stop here. These stop bus stops. You don't have to order us
first
to come down.
First of all, half the time I do have to knock on the door, so I am. The other half
that's nothing to do with the service. That's to do with the bus driver. Therefore, Eggert is not like a taxi.
It's not like a taxi, but it's not like a vehicle.
Therefore, it's considered like a service. You're not employing the driver for sure, not because the driver's got nothing to do with you.
Right.
That's to do with the company. And the company are giving the service, and you are saying, okay, I like the service which you're giving, and therefore it's a chiv of hana that I'm getting from the Eggert, and therefore does not have these halachas by the Eggert. Let's move on. Satchonus. Satchon. Is Satchan an employer relationship? Or is it offering a service? What is it?
Or it's employer employee.
What is Satchan?
You're employing him for her.
No, they're selling a good. It's no different than a store.
Service.
They're selling an item.
You're calling the cow an item?
You want it?
You want it?
Who purchases who?
Eric has woken up tonight.
Wow.
It depends. Very good. If the shotgun phones up and says, aha, I've got a wonderful color for your son. So who's approaching who? Ben. She's saying, I've got a service to provide you. I've got something to give you.
So someone asked her,
I'm contracting you.
I'm gardening.
But if the farmer phones up and says, my daughter is out there looking, please find a faucet for her, and these are all her details, and this is what we're looking for, then let's say, I am contracting you to do a service for me of getting hold of a faucet, a suitable faucet for me. Therefore, there is an employee-employee relationship.
Someone walks to the store, so I'm looking for a job. Can I work here? Can I work here? At that point, he's no longer an employee?
What's what you saying?
Someone walks to the stores looking for a job and says, I want to work here. Okay, fine, we'll hire you. He's not an employee now because he approached the store?
He's not a software?
No, of course he is in such a case.
So what's the difference?
There's a big difference.
No?
A shutter is not working for the company. It's not it's not getting, even when she said yes, all it is I've got this cut of Hossen over here. Do you want it? What Hossen for your daughter?
It's not his property. He's providing a service. I will put you two together.
Yes, the service.
You promise me if you get married.
Yes. I'm an agent who puts this Hossen, which you don't know about, and I won't give the name until you tell me that you want me to do it. And said, yes, I'm interested. Okay, so I'll give it to you now. I am providing you service. I'm a self-employed person who's providing you a benefit.
You said there's a difference between self-employed and not self-employed?
Yes.
With a contract.
If you contract me, then I become your worker. If you don't contract me, but I give you some a benefit and you take hold of it, I have no contract with you. Approached you and never said, get one for me. But you said, I want to give you something.
You don't have to approach me to make the contract. I could approach you to make the contract.
So that fee.
Every contract has one party approaching the other.
No, it's not a contract with the shotgun.
Like a salesman, isn't it?
Shotgun is never a contract.
Why not?
Because
I actually had a shotgun that once actually gave me a contract to sign, which I refused to do.
Shotgun is not a contract. If there's a contract, then of course it's different. If you say sign this, you're hiring me. Saying, oh, it changes. It doesn't matter who approaches you and correct. But here's no contract. Here it says, we have no contractual relationship over here. I'm giving you something over here, and if you take it, then you're going to have to pay. And he said, fine, I'll take it. But you have to pay, not because I am your employer, says the Vilna Gaon. It's not because you're my employer. I have to pay because you gave me a benefit, which I say, like a truth. Yes.
Where is that Vilna
Gaon? Sarsoy and Reish Samach Dalet. Reish Samach Dalet?
Yeah.
He says over there, that he comes and says, I want to give you a benefit. I want to be an agent to connect you to something. Like, if you take it, then you have to pay. Not because you're my employer. I'm hired to pay because I'm giving you hana, says the Vilna Gaon.
But if you approach him...
And therefore, if it's not a give of hana, then not going to have these halakhas.
Why is it different if you approach the shatran, though?
But if you approach the shatran and say, I want you to go out and find me a color.
Without a contract.
Without a contract. It's a verbal contract already. I'm employing you to find you this chosen. I said you're Moshe Feinstein. That means you've made him an employer. So therefore, now you do have these halachos.
My head's spinning.
Who approached you? That's what makes a difference. Eric is very good.
I don't think Eric likes the answer, even though he said it.
He does. This is how he looks tonight. The Kosher Mishpat.
Yes.
Okay. I'll show you after the shift, okay? Otherwise, you'll never concentrate. Sit down, show after the shift.
Okay. You start here, that's when your head really starts.
Okay. So now that we said it depends who approaches who with shatronis, if the shatron came, there's no halacha of these mitzvahs, and if I approach the shatron, there is these halachas.
What if someone's the shatron? What's the shatron?
What's the What's the nafkim? I tell you a big nafkim. When is the chiv to pay shatchons? When is the chiv to pay shatchons?
40th wedding anniversary.
What? 40th wedding anniversary. What do you say when you break the glass? Which glass? Okay, the glass. Not in the first year when the. Okay. No, what do you say?
We discussed this one, didn't we?
It says the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, according to Reb Nissen, says is the chiv to pay at the time of the announcement of the engagement. Okay, so if the halachas apply, the chiv kicks in to pay the wages when they say mazel tov everybody, Yankel has just got engaged to Rachel. So as soon as you say that, if you say that announcement at 5 p.m. when there's 2 hours left before Shkia, then there's a chiyuv midaraisa if you contacted the shatran in that place to pay before Shkia, the shatranas. Unless the shatran, you say to the shatranas, do you mind me paying later? And he says no. Then what you've done, you've avoided this sorin, but you've missed out your mitzvah in that business.
There's no minute like paid before the chuppah.
No, but if the shatran gave you the service that you didn't cut the and gave you the chosen, then these halachas don't apply. That's enough given.
Okay, even with a loan situation, isn't there a due date to a loan?
It's a due date to a loan, correct? But if you got no, but if it's hard to get some money, tichel involved to get money. Okay, then that's already come into the sense. Okay, understandably, you don't have to pay on that day; you pay later. But if there's a mitzvahs and derises, you're mechuyev to make all the effort to go and pay because of the mitzvah.
But even with the loan approach, if one has the money, they still should pay on that day.
Yes, of course.
It's actually brought down that if you have the money and you don't pay it on time by a loan, it's gezel.
It's oshek.
So they call it gezel.
Oshek is a type of gezel. Okay. Now, who's mechuyev to? Who's the one who employed the shatran? Let's say it was employed the shatran, not the shatran approach. Who employed the shatran?
Parents.
The parents of the chosin. Yeah. Okay. So it's the parents of the chosin, the parents of the kala. Sometimes it's the parents of the chosin and not the parents of the kala. So you can have a situation where the parents of the chosin are mechuyev to pay before Shkia because they employed, but the parents of the kala are not mechuyev to pay Shkia because they didn't employ. Yeah, you can have such a situation. Okay. Now, the parents of the chosin, let's say they did employ. But who did they do the service for? Did they do the service for the parents or did they do the service for the chosin? Who did the shatran do the service for? The parents or the chosin?
The service they did was shame the parents because they're the ones that are paying.
Who has the chiyuv to pay?
The parents. Maybe the chosin and kala.
Who's getting the benefit here? The chosin, the kala, the parents. Who's getting the benefit?
Parents are vada getting a benefit.
Everyone's getting a benefit.
Who's getting the benefit?
The parents are vada getting a benefit.
Both parents and the chosin and kala are all getting benefit.
The question is the chosin and kala getting a benefit? And that you won't know for a couple of years.
Parents on the first Mario forgets.
Right.
The first get married.
The siblings have more room in the house, they're getting benefits.
So the Erech Shai says, and there's a discussion up in his Erech Shai, and it says that the one who's mechuyev to pay is the chosin and kala.
Wow.
Not the parents.
So they definitely know the pay. There's definitely no issue with to pay that day because they didn't hire the shatran. They didn't approach the shatran.
Ah, so what's the halacha if my agent hired somebody? Do I, who get the benefit, have to pay because my agent hired somebody? In this case, the chosin said to the parents, "Get me a color." The parents phoned up the shatran, get my chosin a kala. So therefore, the shatran is working on behalf of the chosin, but he was hired by an agent, i.e. the father of the chosin hired.
Why is he an agent? The father is doing it. First of all, we don't know if the chosin's kala benefited yet.
They may be in real trouble.
Chosse says, find me a color. And the father of Chosse says, I'll hire an agent to buy you to
the
house.
Spend money on it. Spend money on it.
But if he didn't say, if the father just went and did it, and the father didn't say, if you send an agent to do something, you tell him what conditions. You tell him to go here, what type of person, how much you're prepared to pay. Maybe that somebody does it
for
their own.
But the
son
is dealing with
money.
No.
You're dealing with Hasidic people. The father tells the son, you're getting married. That's why he's getting married.
No. There's no conditions. No conditions. Why? Because Shatronis is not up for bargaining. Shatronis is a fixed fee. You want to cut it? It costs $1,000.
So the father's like the Shatron now. The father says to the son, I got a shidduch for you. Want to take it? You don't want to do it.
It's still Shatron. It's still Shatron. He says, I've hired somebody to find you a cut. If you take her, you know what? If you take her, you're going to have to pay $1,000. You decide. Do you want her or do you want the $1,000?
That's all the reason to say.
Now that's Mitzias. It's like the Shatron has got involved. So you know, if it goes through, it's going to be $1,000 at least. So what's the halakha when you hire somebody through an agent?
So Erich Shai says the parents are not mafia?
No.
He does say that or he doesn't say that?
He says that the parents are
not mafia.
Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, like Ha'omer l'shlucho. Somebody says to an agent, "Said the Sochi Lipolim, go out and hire me workers." V'Sochlo, and he went and hired. V'Omer lehem, and he said to them, "Shulchan Aruch, you know, you're not working for me. You're working for that guy over there." Ein shum echad men over baltolim. There's no issue about baltolim in such a world. If there's an agent involved in hiring, there's no one of these halachas.
That's the low sasset.
Right.
There's no mitzvah
either.
Why is that?
There's two explanations. One explanation is because there's a cost. There's only a din of these mitzvahs where you hired, not if you got an agent to hire. Another explanation is a certain sorrow behind it. That the workers don't have any gemira stars. That maybe they'll get paid, maybe they don't pay, don't know when they'll get paid, if they don't speak to the actual person and make the contract with the person who's hiring them. But if they're making a contract with somebody who's an agent, they have less gemira stars, they have more worries that maybe they won't get paid in time, and therefore, since they don't have so much gemira stars, these issurim don't apply.
I didn't mean why, I meant how do we know that that's not right? How do we know that doesn't apply then? Where in the pasuk is it inferred that it's only if you actually speak to the boss?
Yeah, it's let out from the pasuk. It's something, a deal that you made with the person. Yeah, it's like that from the loshonus of the person. Yeah? So either there's a concept or there's certain logic that when you are not hiring directly, you do for agents, automatically the worker doesn't have so much gemira stas that he will get paid in time, and therefore these are some different.
Based on this, the person should dafka not call the shatron directly?
Yes, that's an eitzah which they give with all these. If you want to avoid the isurim, then get an agent. Yeah.
Unless you want to give yourself an extra potential
to
write
the
hustle.
Yes. So, if we're true with our cheshbon, let's now make a cheshbon. The chosen, the shatkun is working for the chosen. But who employed the chosen? The parents of the chosen. So therefore, it wasn't the chosen who self-employed. Therefore, even in that such a situation, there shouldn't be these isurim of baltolim.
We shouldn't say.
But it's wrong. Wrong cheshbon, because all the poskim say that nowadays the minhag is that the father has to pay, not the chosen. When a shadchanis is made, the one who's mechuyev, because the minhag is the chosen, his parents, not the chosen, not the kallah. Chosen, the kallah, you can't have claims against. You can only have claims against the parents of the chosen and kallah.
What does that mean because of minhag?
Because minhag has come out that the person who normally and always hires the shatron happens to be always the chosen's parents, and that's who the shatron always deals with. So it came about that the chiyuv is over time has become between the parents and the shuttle.
So the person is not required.
No, not required. Yeah.
Because, so I don't understand. If the minhag is now that companies hire through their employees, they don't. The boss doesn't speak to you directly. So now. Now it becomes a heel of low sullen on the boss because that became the minhag?
No! Not son of the boss. The chosen parents who speak to the shatran is saying, I'm hiring you and I'm going to have to pay because you're doing a work for me, because that's how the minhag is come out. The minhag is, I'm not a shliach, I'm actually the employer over here. That's
even though you're not getting benefit.
I'm getting like a side. I am getting a certain benefit. But originally we said that type of benefit wasn't enough to see you were the employer. Now the minhag is saying that benefit you're getting is making you the actual employer, and the only claim that the shatran had can be for against the parents and not the chosen, and therefore the chiyuv to pay is the parents. If so, when the chosen parents phones up the kala, phones up the shatran, and employs the shatran, find me a kala. Therefore, he is directly hiring, not for agent. He himself is directly hiring for himself. And therefore, if the announcements gets done at 5 o'clock, he has to pay because of these Isurim before Shkia. And that's the halakha.
So now the chasen should call to avoid the problems.
How does Minos... I mean, I understand how it triggers things, but how does it alter the transaction to change from one person to the other?
No, because like you said, only in this specific case.
Yeah.
The chosen is getting benefits and the parents are getting benefits.
Right.
When shidduch is made. Originally we said, the most benefit is the chosen, so therefore it looks like he is the employer. But the minhag has now changed out is that the relationship the shatran has is, I'm not interested in giving the chosen benefits, I'm only interested in giving you the benefit, and that's my whole purpose of this job, and therefore you're hiring me for that particular benefit.
So it's not shy if you're there to be two employers and one employer.
No.
Would this be different?
But I'd to give you a warning, is that if the parents do want to pay, there's definitely, there's brought down the Chazal that if Shatronis is not paid, then there could be problems in the marriage. Yes? So therefore, even the chosen is not mechuyev for Sal Choshen Mishpat, and the Kal is not mechuyev for Sal Mishpat, they should definitely pay the Shatronis if their parents refuse to pay, because you want to avoid the problem of having problems in the marriage.
Would this be different if whether you're not using a formal shatran, where you're just
doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make
a difference.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
Parents are involved.
No, it doesn't make a difference if the shatran is an official shatran, a friend, a mishpacha of the other side. This makes no difference. If it ends up being a shatran in any form of match, there's a chiyuv to pay, and the chiyuv to pay is if you hire them is because you have employed them, and then you have to pay on time before the night or before the day, depending when the engagement is announced. In such a case. Okay. Let's move on. Rabbi Eliashiv.
I assume that's only when you're talking about a first marriage that the parents are actually involved in.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. What about utility bills? Is there chiyuv to pay on time because of these isurim and mitzvahs, utility bills, electricity bill, gas bills, your tax bill?
Sounds like a bus.
Is well, it like a bus?
I would say Minig and Medina is not the payment bus.
So Rabbi Yashiv has a chiddush. Yeah, what do you look at it? So Yashiv has a chiddush. If you look at your bill, let's say look at your... You look at electricity bill and you look at your phone bill. It's split into two parts always. One, what you actually used, which is like the bus, like you say. Yeah? And one is the rent for the line.
Yeah? Fixed charge.
Fixed charge. If you look, what's that fixed charge? The rent of our lines, our wires that you do. That is not a service. That is, when you originally set up and said, come in, pull up my telephone. They say, right, fine. You want to have our telephone, you have to sign a contract with us, the telephone. And we're providing a wire, a connection to you. And you have to pay rent on that wire every 2 months. Yeah, you pay your every 2 months. And that doesn't make a difference whether you use it or not. That's going to be fixed. So on that element of the bill, you hired them to provide you a service. And then on that part of the bill, there are these Isurim apply, says Rabbi Yashin.
He says what?
The Isurim do apply on the elements of that bill, that part of the bill.
Which part?
The fixed charge, the fixed charge of each bill.
And the other part not?
No, the other part is just like the bus. If you want to use it, use it. If you don't use it, don't use it.
No, it's a service. If I don't use it, they don't incur a cost.
No, it's like Egid. It's a rip. You can take...
No, because Egid is going there anyway.
No.
They're not going to incur the cost of sending these signals over the wires if I don't use it.
It doesn't cost anything.
It incurs cost.
So Rav Yashiv is that all utility bills have an element of baltolin and paying on time. And therefore, if you do not pay on time, yogurt
rent,
is surin.
Rent is for selling also. Because rent is also
yes.
selling.
Yes.
Are you saying that renting equipment is difficult to buy?
No. Yes, renting equipment is difficult to buy. That's the Shulchan Aruch said for rent.
When's on time?
When's
on time?
When they're asking for it.
Well, they give you a
more exactly. 3 weeks after the day.
Yes, so that's where we had last week. That Rav Bosna says that we have to be worried for the Rishonim who say that the time, real time, is being pushed off for the 3 weeks later when they're asking. That's the time. And then you've got a mitzvah at that stage to pay, and the Yisurin, not to pay.
Going back to rent.
What if you don't get the bill?
So, then you want to know this. What do you want?
So let's say rent's due on the first of the month, and you're agreeing.
So the advice given is do Horat Keva. To make sure you're doing the not over these issues.
Well, let's say it's the first of the month, and the agreement is that the landlord comes to the house to pick up the rent. And you let him know the third month, rent is ready, please come.
Yes.
And he decides not to come until the third.
So therefore there's no issurim because he needed to be every last year.
Anyway, you have to pay with cash anyway, so...
Right? I
pay with cash?
I did a permit though. I wasn't kind of.
Yeah.
Now the question is, who spoke to you when you went to the Bezek to say, I would like to get a line to my house?
Nobody. You spoke to the phone.
Who did you speak to?
Everyone.
You spoke to Bezek.
One of their employees.
Or just one of their employees. So the employer is an agent of the person who you're speaking to. Yeah, he's an agent of the company. Yeah? Do you have over here, and we'll see if you're awake tonight with this question. Do you have over here the release, like we said before, the agent is involved, there's none of these issuing or not?
No, you're the agent of the agent. Way around.
Here's the agent.
Only
if I send the agent, then you have the release.
Who's I? Me.
I'm the employee.
The employer.
Only if I send the agent. But yes. if it's the employee's agent, then there should be no reason for them to think they won't get paid.
Very, very, very good. That's obviously what Yashiv says. But I would say, if the reason why an agent is no abuse to him is because they are a gossip, because the employer didn't speak to the employer and there's somebody in the middle and because they are a gossip, there's no difference in office, then it doesn't matter if he's an agent of the employer or he's an agent of the employee who needs to understand his own life. What you're saying is very good. If the reason why an agent is not his own is because of a logic, I didn't have community status. That's only if it's an agent of the employer, not the employee.
There's no reason.
But obviously Rabbi Yashiv, by saying that there are Isurim involved, he obviously holds the most logical reason behind is not because of the business culture, it's because of the community status. Therefore, when it's the agent of the worker, then these Isurim do apply. Okay. Why is not Horat Keva not work? Money gets transferred straight into their account.
Well, Horat Keva usually, for most people now, they sell through a credit card. So they only get a credit card payment from the bank. And they don't actually get any cash in the bank. They just get
into their bank account.
No,
it doesn't. Yeah, it's a chus into their bank account.
It's registered in the
credit card company.
They assume you're not over because they accept the credit card.
So the company that they don't need a warrant against.
or other credits that they can use the credit to pay the employer to pay.
It's relevant what you want. Yes. You get back to look. I don't want to get back to Eric's first question. You get back to this.
It's about what you, a person, wants.
Okay. Now. Okay. So we've run out of time.
Next week.
Do you want to see it next week? Well, you don't want to see it next week.
You don't have famous managers.
You want to see it next week?
Famous manager.
You want to see it next week?
Yes.
Want to see it next week?
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, okay. Hear me apologize. We had to go to the cinema tonight.
Okay, we'll have a show next week. And you and me, you're invited to turn up next week as well.
Okay,
Mr. Sam, have a good Shabbos.
Sure.